Welcome back to St. You. This is Sammy and Ryan Helbling speaking to you from our no longer virtual studio once again.
We are real studio.
Real studio.
In PDX.
In PDX. But however, that's going to change again soon.
Yeah, back to our virtual studio.
But
Sammy's
hey,
ditching me.
It's okay. We will be back to the virtual studio and it'll be just as amazing as this in person has been. So. Ryan, how have you been doing?
I'm doing good. Getting settled into the new job. I'm learning so much. It is crazy, but it is exciting stuff to be building buildings.
Oh my gosh, thrilling.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm jealous, but also excited for you. So.
Thank you. No, it's been good. I've been enjoying that. I found a little church place that I've been getting to on Tuesdays right after work that's right next to me, so
heck yeah,
that's awesome. It's mm-hmm. a good life. How about you, Sammy?
I've been doing pretty good. Pretty stressed with finals and stuff coming up, but yeah, I'm gonna go home, which is good.
Are you taking your finals at home?
Yeah, which will be interesting because like I won't be in my study space, but I think it'll be like a nice relaxed way to like, you know, finish out the semester.
Nothing like a home cooked meal.
Nothing like a home cooked meal. That will be so good. I won't be scraping off ramen like I usually am, like the final week of school. So yeah. Ryan, what are we talking about today?
Today we've got a topic about the What are we talking about today? We are talking about mass today, everyone. I don't know why that was so hard for me to get out there.
Yeah, come on.
But not so much about like the actual order of the mass or the flow of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not even so much about the liturgy, but today we want to talk about kind of ways to stay focused and engaged and just to be present while you're at mass.
Yeah.
I know for me personally, when I was talking to Sammy before this episode, everyone, what kind of drew me towards this topic was that like I really struggle a lot of times like being there during mass. There's so many things going on in the world, in my head, all over the place that like it's tough to focus. And so
mm-hmm.
kind of the hope for this episode is kind of to come up with some ways and strategies that might help you be more prepared to participate,
mm-hmm.
to participate fully
yeah.
and actively.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a perfect way to describe it. Yeah, I think it's interesting to see how at different stages in your life, like growing up in the church, how you interact with the mass. And like now that we're a little older and, you know, are a little bit more mature, I guess in some cases, we can like fully appreciate the mass in a different way. And I think it's good to put to words like what we should be doing as adults of the faith. So should we get started?
Totally.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. So, Ryan, tell me, what is your pre-mass protocol?
Pre-mass protocol.
Yeah.
I love it. My pre-mass protocol. Well, I think, you know, one really important part for me is before mass, like, if I want to be participating fully, is I need to know that from the get-go, my soul's in the right place to be at mass.
Mm-hmm.
For me, sometimes if I haven't been to confession in a while or I feel like I just need to go, by skipping it, I cannot focus in mass. I sit
mm-hmm.
in the pews the entire time and
yeah.
I think to myself, I shouldn't be here. You know,
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Is like
that
the
prayer
most,
hits different.
Yeah, like when you're at that part, I'm like, oh my God,
yeah, you're
I
like,
need to
oh,
go somewhere else.
God really like, was like,
so,
hey.
So yeah, I think for me that's gonna be the most important part. And
mm-hmm.
you know, back in the day, and still several Catholics really do go to confession every week before mass. And that's
mm-hmm.
if you can do that or that works well for you, that's awesome. Like
yeah.
you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't express just how important it is for those of us who can't make that every week
yeah.
to at least be sure you have some routine to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you've done something that puts your soul at risk of, I don't know, damnation, whatever.
Yeah.
You need to be able to be in a place that when you're in mass, you can feel like you're ready to come to God.
Yeah.
And you're ready to be there.
Yeah.
Because the way I like to think about it is like, when we go to mass, we're going to like just a, like God's inviting us to a banquet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. It's God's heavenly banquet is what happens at mass in the Eucharist. And so to not be prepared for that, it's ridiculous. Imagine going, think about like when you go to Thanksgiving dinner and like that typical Thanksgiving dinner, and you know there's that family member that you're going to quarrel with, like, that's like what you're going to do with the devil when you sit in mass and you have been gone to confession. So make sure you get there, because when you can get to mass and you confess that and that's off your chest, that's such a great thing, and it's such a great place to be.
Yeah. And something I would add with that is, like, we're not going to confession to just like make sure we're like we're good with God. Like, we're going there because we want to be pursuing that relationship with God, which can be emphasized even more so in the mass, because it is the highest form of like our Christian faith. So when we are doing that, like, we're not like doing it in fear of God, we're doing it out of love for God.
Right. And yeah, you're just able to experience it so much fuller, because there's all the distractions and everything are pushed aside, and you can really be there and you can love it. So I think that's kind of the key.
I also think it's important before mass that you're doing an hour fast. So you're not having breakfast before, you're not like having a cup of coffee.
A good tradition.
You know, like, you're trying to like really prepare your body for the Eucharist, which you are going to receive. And
for those of you listening at home, also, this is not something Sammy just does for fun. This is something we're supposed to do as Catholics. So make sure this is something you add to your ritual. You know, for me, I'm a bad breakfast eater in general.
Yeah.
So typically, it's not too much of a problem.
Yeah,
but when it's tough, I realized it was in college, because
that's so true.
I went to night masses so much. And to do it, but it made me all the more cognizant of it. It's like, no, I'm stopping. I'm stopping everything. I'm not worried about pleasing me for this hour to eat. It's like, now it's time to just stop and to just ready myself for
that. In all purposes of the word ready, like, ready your body, ready your soul, ready your mind. Like, you're not consuming yourself with anything else except for what you're about to experience, the mass with a capital M, which is so cool.
Well,
do you want to talk a little bit about like dressing possibly?
We were talking a little bit before our episode. So I was telling Sammy while we were planning our episode, I get to talk today about confessing and dressing. So,
correlation.
Before mass, just like I was saying, you know, you're coming to God's banquet. Imagine you're going to a party, and this is like a nice party. You're going to get dressed up. You're going to make sure you're showered. You're going to make sure you're dressed up, and you're going to be there, and you're going to be looking nice. And I have to say, I've been to many masses in, like, when I was in the dorms at UP, we have chapels in our halls, which is a really great gift for those of us at UP. For those listening, if you're looking into college, you should look into it because of that. Cool reason. But no, I mean, I've been to mass in my socks. I've been to mass in my pajamas. But really, I think I've realized there's such a difference when I come to mass and I'm dressed up. Because there's something about when you are in your sweatpants, or when you're in your just regular, like, you know, your Saturday jeans that, you know, you go play out in, or you go run around and hike in them. It's almost, there's too much comfort there. And not that you shouldn't be comfortable in mass, but there's such a difference when I'm dressed up, because I feel like it helps me get into the right mindset. And I know for some people, like, a tie is not their thing. And I'm not saying go wear a tie.
We're not expecting, you know, like, full black tie or anything.
But I'm saying step up your game a little bit. You know, if you're someone who's used to wearing a t-shirt, try a polo. If you're a polo during the work or week type of person, try on a button-down shirt. You know, the way I like to think about it is, take it a step above what you wear every day of the week, you know? And if you want to go further, I think do it. I think it looks so great, first of all, like, just from a physical standpoint. It makes me happy when I see people, like, dressing up for church. I'm like, these people care. And, like, the whole Sunday best thing, like, we've really pushed away so much of from as a culture. But I think it's awesome.
I think it's awesome.
What about you, Sammy?
Well, I actually, like, my youth group growing up, like, in my Bible study in high school, we, like, kind of, like, started this challenge in our group that was, like, what if we just started, like, dressing up, like, super nice, like, during Lent? We were, like, let's make that one of our, like, Lenten, like, you know, penances that we're going to do. Not that it's like a bad thing, but like just something to get us to look forward to Mass. And that completely changed like how I see like how you present yourself in the Mass, because I started to like look forward to the Mass in a different way, because I was like, oh my gosh, I get to wear like this like really nice outfit and present myself in a way that was like, oh my gosh, like I'm here like for Jesus, like I'm here for community, I'm right. here for that kind of yeah experience. So ever since, I've always made a little bit more of an effort, even if it's like a hard Sunday, like I'm like, I don't really want to get up for Mass, or like I don't really want to like look super nice today, like I do try to do just like one thing, because it's not just for myself, it's for Jesus, like I'm getting dressed for Jesus, and I think that's a good priority to have. So
I think there's so much to talk about on this one. I think we later on you're probably going to hear another episode whole getting dressed for Jesus thing.
Yeah.
All right, what about anything else for you, Sammy, before Mass?
Yeah, I also like to do check out the readings before, either whether it's the night before or like the morning of, like just to like prepare myself for like the liturgy, just to know what possibly the homily is going to be about, and what readings are going to be said, and like to also familiarize myself with the liturgical calendar, like are we in ordinary time, are we in, you know, are we preparing for Lent, are we preparing for Advent, are we preparing for Easter. It really like keeps me in tune with like just the liturgical calendar and where I should be like, you know, following. So
I think that makes sense. I mean, church for me, like churches are distracting. Like,
totally.
There's always stained glass. There's people around. Mm-hmm. Like, there's children, and, you know, and they're really cute, and you're like, oh my gosh, there's a baby or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And there's so much stuff going around. Sometimes it's really easy to get distracted, you know, during the Mass. And I think by reading those things and kind of knowing what's supposed to be happening beforehand,
mm-hmm.
that's a great way to, like, you know, if you do get distracted, you can either A, pull yourself back in because you know what's coming next. And B, if you have a harder time getting back in, at least you know what's going, you know what's going on in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
And that's such a plus.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a lot better.
Yeah. It's hard.
It takes some discipline to get into Saturday and making sure you have those in your head beforehand, or definitely Sunday morning.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, I say let's get ready to move into talking about what to do at Mass.
Sounds good.
So, Sammy, what do you think about during Mass? What are some things that you think are important for us to be taken care of in order for us to have a better experience while we're at Mass during it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say during Mass, I know it's super important for me to participate in the liturgy. So whether that's singing along to the songs, like saying the prayers, like making sure I'm like standing where I'm supposed to stand, like kneeling when I'm supposed to kneel, and sitting when I'm supposed to sit, just understanding
all
those
the Catholic
purpose
exercises.
Yeah. Like, and understanding the purpose of like why we have them in the Mass, like make sure I'm doing those, that way it keeps me like present. And with that, I have found that the Magnificat books are like super helpful. You can get a subscription for them,
just to follow along.
Like, even if you like know the prayers by heart, it's just nice to like put yourself into a tangible like experience
right
of the Mass. So
I need one of those so bad. I've been, since COVID has happened, mm-hmm. I used to be one of the people who read out of, like, you know, the book.
Me too.
But they don't have them anymore.
I know.
And so I need to get one of those subscriptions.
Yeah, me too. What about you? How do you like to stay present during the Mass?
There's a lot of things, but I think for me, a couple things come to mind. I think the most important thing, like you said, is just participating as much as I can. I love to sing. Like, that's a big thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people aren't as big on singing, and I encourage you to, even if you're not comfortable with it. But I also understand it can be hard to step out of that comfort zone, but try it. That's all I'm going to say on that part. But, you know, another part for me, and this kind of ties into the confession piece, is when I haven't had the chance to get to confession, one of the things that I've realized is, like, I do need to receive communion. I need that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I am not worthy to receive communion, I should not be receiving communion at Mass. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that they actually were encouraged to only receive communion in a state of grace.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a really hard thing. And honestly, for me, it, until recently, hasn't been something that I've done. Because, you know, there was a lot of shame with it, especially in a family that all goes to Mass together, or in college when I go with friends. To walk up and, well, depending on your church, if you do your hand on the blessing, or whether you stay in the pew, whatever it is, it is so hard to not be receiving communion. There's such a piece of shame, you know, tied into all of that.
Right, because if you go up and you're the only one not receiving, like, you wonder, what are people thinking? Like, do they think that I'm a terrible person? Like, I'm clearly not worthy to receive, like, God himself. So why am I, you know, like, the shame is totally there. Not to cut you off, but
no, that's what
I was thinking. Yeah.
It is so hard sometimes. But I think it's so important because it creates such reverence for communion and such a idea that, like, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
And if I just willy-nilly receive communion, you know, every single week, regardless of what's going on in my life, then I'm really, as much as I may hold the Eucharist in high esteem, I'm not truly treating it with the reverence it deserves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're not in a space of grace, then I think it's really important to really practice just humbling yourself and to take a break. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. There are times, even now, where I feel like I'm not in a state of grace and, like, I really want to receive communion. But now I'm just trying to tell myself, like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I want this. But I need to be in a completely different space to have it.
Yeah.
And
the nice thing is like, it will be there. Like, God will still be there. Like, and I think that's a beautiful thing, is when we, you know, are not in a state of grace and we, like, go to Mass, we, you know, feel very shameful, but God does the exact same thing with us. Like, when he, you know, like, he gives us patience, like, he's already so patient. So, like, he expects us to, like, be patient with ourselves and to, like, go and you know, like, when it's not the right time, like, to respect that, like, and it's not something that, like we said, should be shameful. It's actually, like, an act of love, like, that you value your relationship with God so much that you're willing to say, God, like, I want to be in the most perfect space with you. I don't want to, like, have anything between us. Like, that's how a relationship should be.
Totally makes sense. I want to make this clear for those listening too. There are a lot of people, in Catholics even, who don't know that it is okay to go without receiving communion at a Sunday Mass. And I just want to let you know that our church teaches that if you're not in a state of grace, like I said, you know, you should not be receiving communion, but also know that you're not doing anything wrong by not receiving communion. The church asks for us at least once a year to receive communion during the season of Easter.
Mm-hmm.
You are expected to be present at Mass every week, but if you're not in a state of grace, don't worry if you aren't able to receive communion. You're not sinning by not receiving communion that week.
Yeah.
And I just want to let you know that, because I know for some people they're worried, like, well, I'm committing more sin if I don't do it. You're not.
No. Yeah.
Get your heart right. And that's, I think, an important
thing. And that's the key for us to pay attention to.
Yeah. I don't know. Just anything else that come to your mind just while we're talking about during Mass? Or do you want to start moving into some things to do after Mass?
Let's jump into things to do after Mass. I think that's a good segue. Yeah.
Totally. You want to start?
Something I found is, like, super important that was also ingrained into me in my high school years at my youth group was being sure to, like, sit and pray after Mass, like, whether it's, like, you know, a quick little prayer, like, with Hail Mary, or, like, a deep, like, you know, very personal, you know, thought that you're having, like, after experiencing the Mass, like, to just kneel and take a moment to, like, sit with the liturgy that you've just experienced, and to, like, sit with this banquet that you've just experienced, and allow yourself to be present in that, and to, like, process all of that, because, like, God is so crazy immense that, like, sometimes, like, the thoughts that he, like, reveals to us, or that we, we understand after the Mass, are so, like, beyond us that we're like, wait a minute, I just need to, like, sit down and just, like, be with God. Yeah, I just kind of be with God. And, like, that can be, like, a hard experience. Like, you might be really frustrated after that, or you might be, like, super joyful about that. But either way, sitting and kneeling before God and praying allows space for him to do his work and to allow you to be open to what he's trying to tell you. That's an important thing to do before Mass too, is to just like kneel and prepare yourself prayer-wise for the messages God is, you know, like gonna bestow on your heart and how they're gonna manifest themselves. So that's something I always like to do. I need to discipline myself sometimes to do it, because I know it's so easy to be like, oh, I have so much stuff to do. I have all of these people to connect with. Like, they're all hanging out in the back. Like, I need to go hang out, you know? But, like, it's not, like, Mass is not a social hour. Like, it's, like, you're practicing, you're coming to God. Like, you're coming to be with God in his community. So, yeah, what about you? What is, you know, some things after Mass that...
Yeah, well, you just mentioned Mass is not a social hour.
Right.
But I will say, the hour after Mass is
definitely
a social
is.
Hour.
Definitely.
So that's my that's my last piece of advice on, you know, being present at Mass.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might not seem like it's part of being present at Mass, because it is the next part.
Yeah.
But it's such an important part, because two things. One, for me... all those people that I get distracted by during Mass,
mm-hmm.
if I tell myself, you know what, you can go and see and talk to them after Mass, that's a lot of an easier thing.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, Mass is really important. There's two big C-O-M-M words in Mass. One of those is communion, and the other one is community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now our lives are, we're missing out on a lot of the community aspects of Mass, which makes this part all the more important now.
Mm-hmm.
When you get out of Mass, I think it's so important just to go and to be with the people who are around you. And
mm-hmm.
right now, whether that's social distanced or, you know, short, still acknowledge and greet those people.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mass is something that we experience together as a church, in the Big C Church.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
as God's children.
As people's, yeah, exactly. As people of God. And so it's so important to get to know the church and to spend time with the church. We just all shared in such a great act of faith at Mass.
Yeah.
Like, any other instance, if you, something that amazing and miraculous happened, like, you bet everyone would be high-fiving and hanging out.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
After Mass, go and say hello. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying hello in COVID times. Like,
mm-hmm.
even if you have to stand a little bit away, there's no hugs, that's fine. But engage those people.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what you just heard. Pray with people.
Yeah.
That will be such a great way to continue being present at Mass. And in that also, if you are sharing and you are having those conversations with people after Mass, already you're showing that, like, I just heard this and now I'm already taking this message and I'm making it real in my life.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that is such an important part, at least to me. And so that's my encouragement.
Yeah.
Mass is not a social hour, but
after
the final song and after you've done your little bit of time or a lot of bit of time in the church or the chapel, wherever you are praying, spend that time.
Yeah.
Also, I do want to acknowledge some of our listeners aren't Catholic.
Yeah,
but
totally.
I encourage you too, who are listening to this. You might not have communion in the same way we do in the Catholic Church, but I encourage you, find ways that these parallels exist.
Totally,
you can totally get dressed
there.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
You can totally, you know, pray to God for forgiveness. You can prepare for church in all sorts of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You can
and
be present.
And participate with
and,
God like,
exactly,
in different ways.
And
yeah.
build community. But
mm-hmm.
Yes, we just encourage you, however you can. Sunday is a day to really give it to church and to give it to the Lord, more importantly to the Lord.
Yeah.
So figure out what you got to do to tap into that.
Yeah. Sounds good. Ryan, do you want to close us out in prayer?
I would love to.
Amazing.
In the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you so much for the gift of your son to us. Thank you for all the gifts that you've given us, this earth, our families, our work, our friends, everything that we have, you have given to us. And God, we pray that come Sunday, when we're in Mass, that we're able to give you thanks for all these, and just in our participation and being present with you. Help us to thank you at your banquet, to be grateful for what you've given us, and to participate fully so that we can one day come to your banquet in heaven. God, we just ask that in the people that we meet at church and the people that we spend time with afterwards, that we may be your light to them at Mass, before and after, just by our example.
Jesus, we are so thankful once again to gather here tonight to talk about your holy banquet. We're so thankful that you've given it to us and all that it encompasses. May we take what we've learned tonight and see the Mass in an entirely new way that engages us personally, both with you and with your people. We pray this with all the love in the world. Amen.
Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was a good one. That was good. Even though really it always hurts my hand.
All right. Well, I hope that you enjoyed our second in-person episode St. U. We will be going back to the virtual studio for the next couple of episodes, but we are so glad to bring this one to you. From Portland, Oregon, we are signing off. Ryan and Sammy, we're out.
Peace.